Yeah, it's just
okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Oh. Okay. All I've got so much so much in it. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Okay. Is it canceled tonight?
No. Everybody's coming on. Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Hey, we had Auntie Kara to play 2 Kings 16, but I'll go ahead and do that for you guys.
I already have it if you want me to play it.
That's okay, I got it up. I just happened to be reading
it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Before we start, I always made a commitment that I will share what we're going to listen to before we listen to it. And I'm not there. 2 Kings 16. This chapter is about Ahaz, a king of Judah, whom looks to King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria to bail him out. He had committed abominations by worshiping idols and images of foreign gods. He offers King Tiglath-Pileser all the gold and silver and other treasures from the temple and asks him to come and rescue Judah. King Tiglath-Pileser just listens. He comes and captures Demachus from Israel, taking his people captive before finally killing Rezin. So let's hear what the actual verses say.
Second Kings 16. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord his God, like David his father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, yea, and made his son to pass through the fire according to the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria, and drave the Jews from Elath. And the Syrians came to Elath, and dwelt there unto this day. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am thy servant and thy son. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria, and out of the hand of the king of Israel, which rise up against me. And Ahaz took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord, and in the treasures of the king's house, and sent it for a present to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria hearkened unto him. Well, the king of Assyria went up against Damascus and took it, and carried the people of it captive to Kir, and slew Rezin. and King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. And saw an altar that was at Damascus, and King Ahaz sent to Urijah, the priest, the fashion of the altar, and the pattern of it, according to all the workmanship thereof. And Urijah the priest built an altar according to all that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Urijah the priest made it against King Ahaz came from Damascus. And when the king was come from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached to the altar and offered thereon. And he burnt his burnt offering and his meat offering and poured his drink offering and sprinkled the blood of his peace offerings upon the altar. And he brought also the brazen altar, which was before the Lord, from the forefront of the house, from between the altar and the house of the Lord, and put it on the north side of the altar. And King Ahaz commanded Urijah the priest, saying, upon the great altar burn the morning burnt offering and the evening meat offering and the king's burnt sacrifice and his meat offering, with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, and their meat offering, and their drink offerings, and sprinkle upon it all the blood of the burnt offering and all the blood of the sacrifice, and the brazen altar shall be for me to inquire by. Thus did Urijah the priest, according to all that King Ahaz commanded. And King Ahaz cut off the borders of the bases, and removed the laver from off them, and took down the sea from off the brazen oxen that were under it, and put it upon a pavement of stones, and the covert for the Sabbath that they had built in the house, and the king's entry without, turned he from the house of the Lord, or the king of Assyria. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaz which he did, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Ahaz slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and Hezekiah his son reigned in his stead.
Amen. All righty. Well, I will do a roll call. We didn't have any new callers, but just so that everyone knows who's on the call this evening. We have Mother May. We have Loretta Simmons, who's a listener. We have Sister Vicki. We have Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, and myself, Sister Angela, and just welcome everyone. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
All right. I will go ahead and lead us in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray for your perfect peace to fill our hearts and to comfort us. We are grateful that your love is unconditional. It's real love. Unlike the love of man, where people love you for who you are and what you do, Father, we want to be saints that work in your kingdom to give you the glory and not man. We pray that we are still before you to allow you to touch our hearts. We thank you for being our refuge. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Okay. I'm just moving right along this day, huh? The song that I'm going to play is called Real Love, and it's by Blanca. I let this commercial play first. There we go.
For me to admit this isn't easy. For me to admit I've got a fire inside and some words I know I can't keep in. I see faith turning into a show. A sun days and sermons and work getting caught in the flow. spend my life trying to keep all the rules. Now I know it's a power it's already done, not about what I think that I gotta do. I don't need no favor to be what's in his blood. I don't need no perfect put together pretty words to be.
Think about today and how COVID brought about less people coming to church. And when I hear this song, I think about maybe, just maybe, God's trying to clean up some things in the church so that we got real people in there worshiping him, not just church goers. It just really touched my heart thinking about that. You know, we all concerned about people not returning to church, but, you know, maybe it's a good cleaning opportunity. Just a little thought came across my mind and got moved by that song. All righty, well, let's go ahead and get started with our program. As always, it's our opportunity to share, teach Bible verses, our round table. If you don't have anything to share, please just say pass. I'm going to start off with Auntie Dot. Anything you have to share?
Yes, I'm coming from Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 7, and chapter 3, 1 to 7. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the tree in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree were good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desire for gaining Listen, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who were with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them was open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverage for themselves. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Genesis, Auntie Dot. I did want to announce that we did have another caller join. Auntie Carrie, welcome and good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All righty. Next, I would like to have Sister Shirley. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalms 46. God is our mighty fortress, always ready to help in times of trouble. And so we won't be afraid. Let the earth tremble and the mountains tumble into the deepest sea. Let the oceans roar and roam, and its raging waves shake the mountains, which is the sacred home of God Most High. God is in that city, and it won't be shaken. He will help it at dawn. Nations rage, kingdoms fall, but at the voice of God, the earth itself helps. The Lord all-powerful is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, see the fearsome things the Lord has done on earth. God brings war to an end all over the world. He breaks the arrows, shatters the spears, and burns the shields. Our God, calm down and learn that I am God. Our God saves, calm down and learn that I am God. All nations on earth will honor me. The Lord all-powerful is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing Psalm 46. I think that's what I wrote down. Sister Shirley. Amen. Amen. Next I have Sister Vicki. Any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I would like to share from an inspirational book that I received some years ago, and every once in a while I have to refer to it when I need to be encouraged. So there will be first three different scriptures, and then I will go into the message. And the inspirational reading is about feeling overwhelmed by problems. The first scripture, Psalm 69:16-18. Lord, answer me because your love is so good. Because of your great kindness, turn to me. Do not hide from me, your servant. I am in trouble. Hurry to help me. Come near and save me. Rescue me from my enemies. The second, Psalm 116:1-2. I love the Lord because he listens to my prayers for help. He paid attention to me, so I will call to him for help as long as I live. And the last scripture, Jeremiah 29:11-13, and that's one of my favorites. I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. I will give you hope and a good future. Then you will call my name. You will call to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will search for me, and when you search for me with all your heart, you will find me. And the inspiration reading continues about feeling overwhelmed by problems. God's blessings are dispensed according to the riches of his grace, not according to the depth of our faith. If we are not faithful, he will still be faithful because he cannot be false to himself. Why is that important to know? So you won't get cynical. Look around you. Aren't there more mouths than bread? Aren't there more wounds than physicians? Aren't there more who need the truth than those who tell it? So what do we do? Throw up our hands and walk away? Tell the world we can't help them? No. We don't give up. We look up. We trust. We believe. And our optimism is not hollow. Christ has proven worthy. He has shown that he never fails. That's what makes God, God. And the prayer concludes, Father, when we are weak, you are strong. When we have no faith, you have faith. Thank you for being true to us, even when we forget you. Thank you for being faithful, even when we are not. Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing the inspiration. And when we're feeling overwhelmed, I'm sure in this day and time we all are feeling overwhelmed by the things that we're facing today.
Amen.
All righty. Next I have Mother May in the Good News You Are.
I'm coming out of Romans 12:9-20. And it's about love. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to the one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual favor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eye of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friend, but leave room for God. Rest. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, said the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Romans 12, Mother. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 100. It's a shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. A knowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving. Go into his court with praise, giving thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continue forever, and his faithfulness continue to each generation. Amen, amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Betty, for the reading out of Psalm 100. Amen. Next, we have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth their marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at their presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou hast stated in the throne, judge right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out thy name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destruction come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished within. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people of uprightness. The Lord also will be refuge for the oppressed, refuge in time of trouble. And they shall know thy name, will be put in the trust in thee. For thou, the Lord, hast forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among his people his doing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reminder, Carrie. Out of Psalm 9. Thank you for that reading. All righty. Well, we have Loretta as a listener, and we don't have Deacon Low on the line this evening, so we're going to continue on with our program. This is where we talk about our faith and experience. Do we have anyone we need to add to the list or remove from the list? I'm getting some background noise, so someone can make sure that their phones are muted. Do we have anyone we want to add to the thick and shut-in list or remove from the thick and shut-in list? All right.
Bill Key, yes. I'm sorry, Angela. Bill Key, you know, our cousin Jackie, in your prayers, keep her on the
okay,
list.
Okay, I didn't have her on. Let me put her back on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jackie. And,
all right.
Our Aunt Martha, you know, she's 90, but she's holding in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's my own sister. So.
All righty.
Doing good.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing. All righty, if we would bow our heads. Father, you can heal us in a heartbeat, and we pray for your miraculous healing today for Oliver Nellum, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie and Uncle Willie Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian and Afia Tompkins, Tremar, Nasir and Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family and friends, and includes Marianne Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe, Sister Vicki Huffman, Marilyn Tompkins and family, Erica, Jessica, and Robert, and Sister Jackie and Auntie Martha. Loving Father, we praise you. Okay, Mom wanted me to add one of our very own, Sister Auntie Janet Williams. She's a little under the weather. So let me add that. Okay. All righty. Loving Father, we praise you because you are good. We trust that even though we suffer and deal with sickness, you remain good and faithful to us. You understand our afflictions better than anyone else. Lord, would you please grant us peace and comfort? We need your help. We need your strength. Our Lord, we cry out to you asking that you would help us on our worst days and see us through. Let our pain be elevated and let our experiences, let our experience times of reprieve. We pray for the support we need from loved ones, for encouragement and help. So let us feel your loving arms around us, Father. You hear every prayer. You see every tear, and you know every worry that we have. We thank you for being with us as we endure. May we bear the fruit of the Spirit and bring glory to you through our suffering. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's move on to our birthdays. We're talking about March 12th through March 18th. If I don't have some names, please feel free to give them to me after I read out the names that I have. I'm going to start off on today. We have Ivana, and I believe that's one of Auntie Janet's family members. We have on the 12th, and then on the 14th, I have Eddie Ramsey. On the 15th, I have Alice Roberts. On the 16th, our beloved late Miss Minnie. On the 18th, late J.C. Moore. Are there any other birthdays for the week of the 12th through the 18th of March?
Yes, my brother Robert, Robert Tompkins.
I've got him on here, but what's the birthday?
Today?
Oh, my God. Okay. He's been on my list, but I never knew the day. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, today. And then also Erica's son, Jazz, is tomorrow. Jazz is tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You
got a pen. The late J.C. Moore is on March 18th, not the 15th.
Oh, okay. I got the 18th. Did I say the 15th? I'm sorry, I got the 18th. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Trying to get my little pen here to write. You said Jazz on the 13th on TV? I mean, Vicky?
Uh-huh, Chaz. Yeah, C-H-A, yeah, Chaz. I think it's C-H-A-Z-Z or Z. But anyway,
got it.
Tomorrow.
I wrote Jay. Glad you clicked. Okay. And then Robert was 12. Okay. All righty.
Robert Nielsen today. Uh-huh.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see who I have to sing birthday. Mm-hmm. Sister Vicky, it's you, sweetheart. We do us the honor.
Okay. I'll try. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song. I'm, of course, we wish you happy birthday, those that are not on our list, but for those that were born during this week. Amen. All righty. Now we're to the last round where we have an opportunity to hear a testimony, a poem, a song, or a praise report, or other verses that you would like to share with the team. I will start off with Auntie Dot.
Okay, I'm coming out of Matthew chapter 4, 1 through 11, the New International Version. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and after he was faint, the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angel concerning you, and on his hand they will bear you up, so that you will not dash from foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, all these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil left him, and certain angels came and waited on him. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing Matthew 4 and 1 through 10, Auntie God. All righty. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. You have any good news or testimony for one more song you would like to share?
Well, I would like to share a few words that I read this week.
All right.
To be a Christian without prayer is like being alive without breathing. Prayer is the key that unlocks the heart of God. Prayer does not fit us as the greater word. Prayer is the greater word. Don't worry, pray. Don't complain, be thankful, and do not quit. Do not quit. Keep going. The remarkable thing about God is that when you fear God, you fear everything else. Faith will turn fear into courage, and grace turns fear into faith. Hope is the only thing stronger than fear. Trust God and his word. 2 Timothy 1:9.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for sharing that, Auntie Carrie. Beautiful, beautiful.
Amen.
All righty. Next I have Mother May.
Yeah. Coming out of Romans 5:1-11. Says something for nothing. The notion of pulling oneself up by the bootstrap is a recurrent theme in American culture. It assumes that individuals can, by hard work and sheer force of will, lift themselves out of undesirable lifestyle and depression, economic circumstance, and regardless of our comfort level with the bootstrap theory. There is one area of life in which it can never apply. That is the spiritual realm. Paul reminds us that while we were yet without the moral and spiritual strength to live in a right relationship with God, God dispatched Jesus to redeem our soul. Jesus, the Alpha and Omega, was one who knew no sin. He took our sin to the cross that we might find pardon and eternal salvation with God. Paul lumped all humanity into that one category. All of us are sinners who can only rejoice that God freely gave us salvation, the gift of life in Jesus Christ. We cannot earn salvation by good work or by hard work. We cannot lift ourselves into the kingdom of God by our bootstraps. We can only reach out and receive God's free gift. As we do, we should say, thank you, by living lives that are totally submission to God and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mother, for that reading out of Romans.
Sorry.
Next we have Auntie Betty. You have any testimony, poem, or song or praise report you would like to share with us this evening?
I pass.
All righty. Sister Vicki?
Yes, I'd like to just continue with, you know, feeling overwhelmed. When overwhelmed, we become anxious. We want mm-hmm. to handle matters in our own strength rather than trust God. So I'm reminded of one of my favorite scriptures, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. You know, I just go on read 7. Be not wise in thy own eyes, because that's what usually happens to us. We just try to figure it out, handle it ourselves. But God wants us to fear him. And this fear is not to be afraid of him, but reverence that he is God. And he is the one that can handle stuff. And then we depart from evil. We depart from our way of thinking that is my way or no way. And we trust God, give it all to God, and he will direct our path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing Proverbs 3:5, Sister Vicki.
Through 7, yes. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. All righty. Next we have Sister Shirley. Any praise, testimony, poem, or songs you would like to share with us this evening?
I pass.
All righty. That looks like everybody then, because I pass myself. All righty. So where that leaves us in the program is preparation for next week. We're coming up on 2 Kings 17. Do I have a volunteer to read or play that book?
Auntie Dot.
All righty. Next, I have the opening prayer. Do I have a volunteer to do the honors of opening our session in prayer?
I'm good.
Mother May, thank you. And then we have a closing prayer.
Sister Shirley.
Sister Shirley, awesome. We had Deacon Lowe to do the closing prayer this evening. Mom, you want to do it for me?
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to play the worship song first and then we'll close it out. All righty. We're going to go ahead with our last worship song. The title is Man of Your Word by Chandler Moore and the Maverick City Music.
I'm a man of your word. All things are possible when we believe. All chains are unbreakable when we receive your word. Keep your promise. If you said it, we believe it. If you said it, hey. If you said it, we believe it. Hey. If you said it, we believe it. Show us, man, of your way. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, 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 oh. Impossible when we believe in all things. unbreakable. When we receive it all way, you keep your promises. Just say, believe it. Just say, believe it.
Did we drop?
It seemed like we did, right? The connection got dropped.
Well, good night, everyone. Have a good week.
Good
night.
Good night. You do too.
They just said it closed in prayer. Everything dropped, huh?
Maybe she'd come back on. You know, that happened last, a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Mm. may hang on for a few minutes and see if she comes back up.
Look at you guys, you're so faithful.
What happened?
I couldn't get to hear the phone to save my life. They shut off and we didn't realize it. Then I just said, I don't know how to work this phone. I don't know how much of that y'all heard because I didn't realize y'all were gone until I was stopping the song. But we're going to...
We're waiting for our prayer. Did y'all hear the song? Yeah, we heard the song. Okay, well, we heard the song. We're gonna go ahead and close out in prayer. It ain't gonna be sandwiched up for the day if we don't close it out and give God praise on it. All right. <laughs> Yes. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you
in Jesus Christ's holy name, that we surrender ourselves to you, Heavenly Father, Son of the Holy Spirit. Your words say in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, to call upon you, and you will show us great and mighty things that we do not know. Lord God, we come to you and cry out. We call upon you, greater of the universes. We ask you to show us great and mighty things of the unfathomable riches of your glory and splendor, all that you are, plunder the depths of your being and knowing you and worship you. And we praise your holy name. And we bless everyone that was on the line tonight. And we give you all the praise. We give God all the praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And good night.
Amen. And good night. Everyone. Have a beautiful
good night,
week.
Everyone.
Bye bye. Love
y'all
you
also. Love you all too.
Bye bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Thank you.